英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的地道美语，欢迎我们的嘉宾 Mark 老师。
Hello.
同学们下午好。嗯，今天呢啊，我们和大家一起聊这个话题呀、啊、就和咱们的春节息息相关了。 The year of the red is coming。 在今天我们的地道美语为大家一起带来中国传统文化篇新春口语，关于鼠年的这些有趣的知识。
嗯，
中国人呢是非常讲究啊，这个十二生肖的。
Right.
马克老师作为外国朋友、
right.
啊，也对我们的十二生肖是非常的了解啊。
Yeah, it's pretty familiar to us. I think, we know the zodiac animals and we usually know which year we are, and can make some predictions or analysis of the different personalities of people according to which year they were born, right?
接下来我们就要重点的说一说了啊， 2020年等这个 Lunar Calendar、
right.
啊，农历这个月份一翻过去以后，年份一翻过去以后，就是子鼠太岁了。
Mm-hmm.
鼠年，咱们来说说鼠，来说说鼠的 personality.
Right. Yeah. Personality is rat.
哎，鼠的个性呢是什么？
嗯、
中国人认为啊，这个鼠 rat R A T， 它具有一种阴阳交替、时光轮转的意象。
嗯，
那么十二生肖的转换呢？刚才我们也说了啊，并非是在大年初一，而是在农历的节气立春的那一天，也就是 February，
嗯 ，February 4th，
二月四号这一天。那么老鼠在十二生肖当中有什么样的意涵和象征啊？为何它排列在首位呢？
嗯，
为什么 Rat ranks the first？
Right, there's a legend about that. So there was a race held by the emperor in ancient times, and a couple of the animals, were near the front, and the rat persuaded the ox to give it a ride. And just before crossing the finish line, the rat jumped off of the ox's back and over the finish line before any of the other animals.So, that's why the rat is first.
有传说啊，说老鼠是为什么抢到了十二生肖的首位啊、mm-hmm. 啊，但实际上呢，这个在中国啊，我们是这么认为的，说这个老鼠的前爪呢有四个脚趾，后爪有五个脚趾，所以在传统文化当中呢，四为偶数，五是奇数，偶数为阴，奇数为阳，所以老鼠呢被认为是奇偶相合，阴阳一体。于是呢啊，这个子时也知道啊，我们知道在十二地支当中呢是一个轮回的开始，同时是接着上一个轮回的结束，所以呢子和老鼠呢所代表的就是connects the past and the future、
mm-hmm.
所以它成为 rank the first、
sure.
成为了第一个排在十二地支中的动物了。好，这非常有趣啊。那么鼠年咱们适合从事什么样的事物能获得好运呢？属鼠的人身上又有什么样的一些 personalities 呢？马克老师知道多少
Of the animals.
How much do you know about the rat personality?
Yeah, so I think they're pretty fastidious and also good with people, but not necessarily good at, leading people, right? So sometimes、mm. they lack courage to oppose people or to stand up for what they want, you know, so sometimes they work a little better as an employee or as a manager rather than a leader, right?
哎，马克老师最近很喜欢研究中国文化，是不是？
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
还研究了一些什么？ What else did you learn?
About the different animals or about rats?
About anything.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Traditional Chinese culture.
Food, music, all kinds of stuff. Yeah. Especially like traditional Chinese dance is kind of cool as well. Yeah.
有趣哈。所以呢我们可能在这周还会为大家继续带来、
mm-hmm.
中国传统文化的一些系列的介绍吧。好，今天的这一篇我们就来专门说说鼠了。The Year of the Rat.、
Mm-hmm.
我们为大家准备了两段比较简单的对话。
Right.
接下来我们一起进行第一遍的预听。Mark,Are you all set for the spring festival?
Ready as I'm going to be. My wife planned a trip for me with her family. I finished work the day before yesterday.
You've got it easier than me. I still have a few more days at the office.
Is it a madhouse?
Not really. I was expecting people to come with me, to come at me with lots of odds and ends. But that really hasn't happened. I've even had time to get started on my reading goals for 2020.
Yeah, I know you told me you plan to read a lot more this year. Hey, it's the year of the rat, isn't it?
It will be after the beginning of spring.
That's what I meant. Jingjing, what can you tell me about the rat zodiac sign?
Well, first of all, the rat year is a good year for careful planning. Things go well if they are planned well.Otherwise, they might go worse than usual.
What does that have to do with rats?
Well, rats are industrious and alert. So if you pay attention to your plans and all the details, you'll probably be quite successful in what you do.
I wasn't born in a rat year, though. Does that still affect me?
It sure does. You mentioned a trip. That's a good thing to plan carefully, in addition to projects at work.
I'd better start thinking about that. I usually fly by the seat of my pants whenever I travel. But that probably isn't a good idea when traveling with family members.
Think about a rat's personality. It stores a lot of food for winter. It knows its surroundings very well.
Those are good things to keep in mind.
I'll tell you more next time I see you. 好，简单了解一下小老鼠啊。晶晶说，马克，一切准备就绪啊，过春节了吗？
Mark, are you all set for the spring festival?
对了，这个咱们朋友们在年过年的时候、mm-hmm. 啊、可以互相的问候一下啊、
right.
准备好了吗？过节了啊，节已经到来了。
All set for something.
对、
yeah.
英文中说全部准备好、mm. 一切就绪叫做 all set.
All set, yeah.
Set 这个单词 S-E-T 呢、
right.
意思就是
set up, like prepared or ready or arranged. Yeah, we can say everything is all set or I'm all set, we're all set, it's all set. 什么都可以说、
哇用法好多呀。
Yeah, it's pretty convenient. Yeah.
对 set 就是 fully prepared,、mm-hmm. 完全准备好了、啊。
All set.
家里的年货也备好了、啊、打扫清洁也做好了、
right.
也完成了。
Yeah.
家居扫除也完成了。所以 ,are you all set for the spring festival?
Right.
请大家一定要记好这句话。
嗯、
准备好啦。
Ready as I'm going to be.
好，这句话是这么说的。Ready as I'm going to be.
Yeah.
怎么理解呢
?I've prepared as much as I can, but I didn't do that much preparation. I'm ready as I'm going to be. It's like you're going on a trip. I have my passport and some money. Okay, I'm ready as I'm going to be. Yeah.
对，就是说差不多已经准备好了。
对对对对对。
虽然没有那么充分呢，但是据自己的能力这样的能想到的也差不多了。
最重要的有准备了，但是好多了小东西没考虑了。
啊、哦、就说主要的已经准备好了。
嗯、对对对对对。
Ready as I'm going to be.
诶、right.
这又是一个很地道的说法。
Yeah.
要是我们不学的话恐怕不知道。
嗯、
Ready as I'm going to be.、
嗯、
as I'm going to be. 就像我即将要准备的那样准备好了。
Right.
准备好了。
Yeah.
我太太为我和她的家人策划了一次旅行。
My wife planned a trip for me with her family.
啊 ,my wife planned a trip.大家要出去旅行首先得计划、
mm-hmm.
策划计划都叫 plan a trip、
right.
For 谁
well, For me with her family
对了为我和她的家人一起啊， mm-hmm. 是我跟着她的家人一起、
right.
好 For me with her family、
mm-hmm.
一起呢策划了一次旅行、
mm-hmm.
我前天呢已经完成了自己的工作了
I finished work the day before yesterday
这里指的是所有的 all the work
Mm, yeah, pretty much. It's nice. Good feeling.
所有的工作。
I finished work, yeah.
真好。I finished work.、
Mm.
工作做完了。整个一年的工作做完了。
Right.
The day before yesterday.、
Mm.
这是哪一天 ?The day before yesterday.
就前天。
前天。
Right, right.
啊我前天啊全部都做好了准备好了。
Mm.
好晶晶说一句这样的话他说
You've got it.Easier than me.
好，这句话怎么理解 ？Got it easier.、
Mm-hmm.
你得到的 easier than me.
Yeah,
这什么意思呢
you can say you've got it easy, you've got it easier, you've got it easiest. So it means you have an easy situation. You have an easy life. Anything like that, right? You've got it easier than me. Your conditions are easier.
就是您的情况，
对，
您的处境，
对
啊，比我呢真的是简单多了。
Yeah.
那对吧就是说您的这种工作的情况啊和你的这个整个的环境处境、
mm-hmm.
啊比我真是准备多这比我真是简单多了。
对。
You've got it easier than me.、
Mm-hmm.
所以任何情况下都可以这么说。
Right.
对吧只要你说对方哎你那情况比我简单。
Yeah.
叫 You've got it easier than me.、
Mm-hmm.
说你那情况比我简单多了。我还得在办公室忙上几天呢。
I still have a few more days at the office.
对吧 ?I still have a few more days at the office.、
Mm-hmm.
对吧我们这工作应该工作到12月24号。
Oh, so close, right up against the spring festival.
白天播完了晚上就回家吃年夜饭。
wow, yeah.
看这安排大家可不可、啊 可吗所以 I still have a few more days at the office.、
Mm.
马克说哟那是一片节前忙乱的场面吗
Is it a madhouse?
非常好的一个比喻，叫疯狂的房子。我们来看这个短语。
A madhouse.
对、yeah. 什么意思啊
?Madhouse literally would be like a place where crazy people live all together, right? To keep them out of society. That's a madhouse, like an institution, right? So, you can say, like, if an office or a school is crazy with lots of people, you know, it's chaotic. A chaotic work environment can also be called a madhouse.
Oh, a madhouse.
Right.
A busy and chaotic place.
Right.
一个繁忙的、喧闹的、吵闹的、极为吵闹的场所。
Yeah, it's like I like working at the kindergarten, but it's a madhouse sometimes.
比如说您在哪儿工作？在幼儿园工作。
对, 对, 对。
哎呀，那整个屋里的小孩啊，叽叽喳喳。
Yeah.
来来往往的进进出出的吵吵闹闹的 Often a workplace with lots of people、
yeah.
通常指的都是一些工作场所里啊，人太多了、啊、
对对对 对, 对
来来往往像那个叫什么 newsroom
Exactly, exactly Newsroom, stockbroker, those kind of places
什么、
yeah.
股票交易场所
yeah, stock trading、
啊、新闻办公室、啊
yeah.
就是这样来来往往的人叫做 madhouse
对
所以呢在这儿马克就问他说 Is it a madhouse?、
嗯
非常简单的一句英文，它的中文含义就是，那是一片节前忙乱的场面吗？
对对对对。
晶晶说，那倒没有。
Not really.
不是那么的啊、,not really.、
嗯、
我之前以为啊，会有好多杂事儿来找我解决呢。
I was expecting people to come at me with a lot of odds and ends.
好，先来看这些很漂亮的短语。Expecting people to do something.、
嗯、
啊，我期待着人们会 come at me.Come at me, 上来对着我。
Right, yeah, approach me with something.
Approach、yeah. me or find me.
Right.
Or ask me to
yeah,
do something.
Come at me almost has like kind of an aggressive or just like they expect you like, Jing Jing, help me to do this. Like,、okay, come at me with something.
Oh, 有一些比较紧迫的任务、
right.
直直的就上来扔到我这儿、
mm-hmm.
或者是直接就上来找我、
right.
叫 come at me.
Yeah.
With 带着什么呢
A lot of odds and ends.
好新短语 odds and ends.
Yeah.
Odds, O-D-D.
Yes, yeah.
Ends, 就是镜头的那个 A-E-N-D.
Right.、
啊、那么 odds and ends 是什么意思呢
odds and ends. It means weird things, small things, things people expect you to do. So it's like even, it could be like things like work you have to do, projects, or they can be likephysical objects. So like in your house, you probably have a drawer or a box withodds and ends, right?
对,这个 odds and ends 一个非常好的短语,它的含义就是那些零零碎碎和琐碎的东西。Small things that are not very necessary.
Right, yeah.、
啊、不是非常重要的一些杂事来找我解决,但是,哎,实际上还真没有。
Mm. But that really hasn't happened.
That really hasn't happened.、
Mm-hmm.
实际上还真没有。我甚至还有时间来开始执行我的2020年的阅读计划。
I've even had time to get started on my reading goals for 2020.
I even had time, 我甚至有了时间 to get started, 开始了 on something on my reading goals,、
mm-hmm.
我的阅读目标
right.
for 2020.马克说哦对啊我记得你告诉过我今年打算要读更多的书呢。
Yeah, I know you told me you plan to read a lot more this year.
I know you told me,、
嗯
啊、我记得你告诉过我 you plan to read a lot more, 会读更多的书 this year.、
嗯、
hey, 今年是鼠年不是吗
?Hey, it's the year of the rat, isn't it?
对好同学们来看啊英文中说这个十二生肖啊 The year of the rat、
嗯、
注意我们看 year 需要大写
可以对
rat 需要大写
Yeah, if you're talking about like the spiritual like animal or zodiac sign it might be better to capitalize it to distinguish it from an actual animal, right? Yeah
对它就跟啊平时我们说一只老鼠
嗯
的意思它就要区分开来
对, 对, 对
因为这里讲的是生肖的鼠
对
所以 the year of a rat 都要大写
嗯
好吧马克就问了他说诶今年是鼠年不是吗晶晶说得过了立春才是鼠年呢
It will be after the beginning of spring
好来我们看看这是一个 solar term、
嗯嗯、
一个节气的术语啊，立春怎么说呢
Yeah, the beginning of spring
the beginning of spring,、
mm-hmm.
也就是春天的开始、
right.
也叫做立春、啊、中国的二十四节气啊，同学们、mm-hmm. 英文说法倒是都有啊。
Right.
这里的立春呢是 beginning or start of spring、
mm-hmm.
注意 beginning 和 spring 都要大写、
right.
好，这又是一个传统文化知识点了、
mm-hmm.
马哥说哎，我就是那意思
That's what I meant
That's what I meant. Meant、嗯、是 mean 的过去式啊。
对对对对
That's what I meant. 哎，晶晶啊，关于这个鼠年的生肖，你有什么可告诉我的？
Jingjing, what can you tell me about the rat zodiac sign?
What can you tell me? 您能有什么可告诉我的、嗯、about the rat
zodiac sign?
好，关键词来了，生肖来，生肖标志怎么说？
Zodiac.
好 ,Z-O-D-I-A-C,、
mm-hmm.
Zodiac, 黄道的。
对。
Sign, 标志。Mm-hmm.
Right.
好 ,Zodiac sign, 叫生肖生肖。接下来这句话是我们今天的微信挑战。
嗯。
晶晶说首先呢鼠年啊是一个适合精心规划的好年头。如果计划得当事情呢就会进展顺利。
嗯、mm-hmm.
哦。原来是这样子。
Pretty good job, you guys. A lot of 90 plus scores on my sheet here.
好，看来这第一句话大家完成的都不错。
Mm-hmm.
我们来挑一位吧。
Okay. So number four got 95%. The year of mouse is a good year for proper planning. If everything is planned well, things will go quite smoothly. 这个特别好。但是 year of mouse 要加一个 the。猜在哪儿 ?mouse 的前面。The year of the mouse.其他的都可以。
好，这是金宝同学的哈、嗯。说到鼠年呢，咱们得加上一个 the year of the rat.
The, yeah, the year of the rat, the year of the mouse, 都可以说。
好，紫水晶同学也是90分。
Mm-hmm. The year of the rat is a good year to suitable for planning by heart. If you have a good plan, things are going smoothly.这个第二个句子可以说 When you have a good plan, things are going smoothly. 但是这个鼠年没开始了。所以 你最好说 If you have a good plan, things will go smoothly.
好的。所以用心计划呢不能说 planning by heart.
Yeah,
你只能说仔细的计划。
You can play piano by heart or something like that.、Yeah.
啊、对。走心的、啊、走心的可以弹钢琴走心的。
Right.
那也可以。
Yeah.
用 carefully,Or careful planning.
Yeah, good year for careful planning is good.、
嗯、睡莲同学85分。
Okay, the rat year is a good year that is suitable to plan carefully. The things, if you plan well, the things will go well done. 有好多了 the, 所以很多 the 不需要。所以 the rat year is a good year, 可以 that is suitable to, 不需要 that is suitable, to plan carefully,加一个 things 在 carefully 的前边，所以这个第一个句子是 The rat year is a good year to plan things carefully. 第二个句子开始、If you plan well, things will go well.
大家看马克老师改正过后的句子啊，都是那么的简洁。
对，
嗯，
分开两个句子，对，
重启一句，简洁表达永远是核心。
嗯，
菲菲，
好、The year of the rat is a good year for careful planning. Planning 要加个 n, 其他的都好。第二个句子开始 ，If you plan it properly, everything will make progress smoothly. 不需要个 it。If you plan properly,、
嗯、
合作可以说 if you plan things properly, 就可以
对直接说 plan properly,
yeah,
合理计划
You're not going to plan the whole year, you know, just like your life, your work, that、嗯、plan.、Yeah.
后面这句话说得好 everything will make progress smoothly.
Very good, yeah.
对一切呢都会顺利的进展。
Yeah.
好 ,Captain Kirk 也是90分。
90分。The year of the rat is a good start for careful plan.If we got a good plan, the things will go well. 不需要 the things, 就可以说 things. 然后 if we got a good plan, 你可以说 you have, right? If you have a good plan.、然后那个 good start for careful plan, start 在那个地方可以换 year. The year of the rat is a good year for careful planning.、if you have a good plan, things will go well.
好。
对。
最后我们来看一个100分的同学。
对。
静。
好 ,the year of the rat is a good year for careful planning. If you plan well, things go well.
看它的组句逻辑先说 year of the rat.
对。
它是一个 good year for careful planning.
Yeah.
然后说 if you plan well, things will go well.
Pretty good.
好、
yeah.
来看马克老师怎么说的。
The rat year is a good year for careful planning.
一模一样、啊。
对啊特别好。
您竟然跟老师是一模一样、啊。
对 对, 对, 对
这水平啊了不得啊。
Mm-hmm.
The rat year, 可以直接说 the rat year、
yeah.
is a good year for careful planning.
Yeah. Things go well if they are planned well.
Things go well, 事情进展顺利。Mm. If they are planned well.
Yeah.
Planned, 计划得当。
对, 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 对。
Plan well, 计划得当,就这么说。
Mm. Yeah.
好,但否则的话,情况可能会比平时更糟。
Otherwise, they might go worse than usual.
Otherwise, they might go worse than usual.、
Mm-hmm.
啊、go worse 就是更加、
yeah.
糟糕了。
Be worse, give us worse results.、Yeah.
对, than usual.、
Yeah.
可能比平时更糟糕。
Mm.
马克说,这和老鼠有什么关系啊?
What does that have to do with rats?
就是这短语 have to do with something、
mm-hmm.
与什么什么有关系
对
have to do 诶这和老鼠有什么关系啊? What does that have to do with rats?、
Mm-hmm.
嗯这样的老鼠呢是勤勉和机警的
Well, rats are industrious and alert
新单词儿来来来
Industrious
Industrious
Yeah, don't always say hardworking 别老说 hardworking 可以说 industrious、right?
中国人最喜欢说勤奋了
对对对
勤勉勤奋其实英文中这个单词就是 industrious
Industrious, yeah
好 alert、
mm-hmm.
A-L-E-R-T
Alert, yeah So you know what's around you Have good situational awareness Alert
老鼠真是特别的警觉
Yeah, they are
随时随地看有没有天敌出现在附近
Big ears, sensitive nose, sensitive eyes yeah,
大耳朵、yeah. 啊、大眼睛、啊、然后那个尖尖的鼻头、
mm-hmm.
啊、嗅觉非常的灵敏听觉非常灵敏非常 alert、
mm-hmm.
随时随地注意风吹草动
对
所以老鼠是 industrious and alert、
mm.
好单词记下来啊所以呢如果你重视你的计划和所有的细节
So, if you pay attention to your plans and all the details
哎 pay attention 就尤其格外注意你的一些计划 plans and all the details、mm. 这些细节、mm. 可能呢会让你所做之事大获成功
You'll probably be quite successful in what you do
对了 probably be 什么Quite successful,、
mm-hmm.
非常的成功 in what you do,、
right.
在你做的事情上。
对、
啊、就是说如果你仔细、
right.
那么可能会成功。如果不仔细可能会 go worse.
Yeah, definitely.
就这样所以大家记得2020年啊这个鼠年要做什么事情一定注意细节好吗、
mm-hmm.
好马克说哎呀不过呢我不是在鼠年出生的。
I wasn't born in a rat year, though.
I was not born in a rat year, though.
Mm-hmm.
Though, 加在后面不要转折。
对。
那对我有影响吗?
But does that still affect me?
Does that still affect? Mm-hmm. 我们来看这个词, A-F-F-E-H-C-T.
Mm-hmm. Affect me, yeah.
Affect somebody.
Have something to do with something or have some impact on someone.
对,就影响。啊、比如说你们家附近最近在修学校。是吧他那个施工建设啊那个 construction site 就是
Oh yeah, yeah Having a school on one side of my house and a construction site on the other makes it impossible to sleep or study
对那这样的话、yeah. 天天在工地施工啊就 affect you
Right
就对你有影响是形容外在的事物对人产生的影响叫做 affect、
mm. Affect
跟那个 effect 不一样
Right Effect is a noun and affect is a verb
对、yeah. Affect 是动词影响 Effect 是这个是名词影响
Right
或者是造成的结果
Yeah, as a noun, an affect is seldom used. That's about emotions and things like that. Yeah.
哦，主要是跟情绪有关
right, right, right.
啊，影响你的情绪，影响你的睡眠，叫 affect.
Right.
晶晶说，当然有影响啦。
It sure does.
加强语气 ，sure does.
Yeah.
It sure does. 你提到过旅行。
You mentioned a trip.
对啊，除了工作项目之外，这就是一个很好的需要仔细做好计划的事儿啊。
That's a good thing to plan carefully.
That's a good thing to plan carefully.
In addition to projects at work.
In addition to.
Right.
In addition to 的意思就是说 besides.
Yeah, besides. Especially after, you know, you've mentioned the important thing and then the usual thing in addition to the usual thing, right?
啊对就是除此以外 in addition to, 除了你平时的那些 projects at work.
Right.
Of course you have to plan carefully.
Yeah, people think about that. They know, yeah.
就是嘛你工作上的这些 projects, 你当然要仔细了。
对对对。
不过除此以外呢你也比如说你的旅行、
mm-hmm.
你也得仔细计划
对
你不能想当然的了啊马克说哎呦那我最好马上开始考虑啊
I'd better start thinking about that
对我最好 I'd better do something、
mm-hmm.
I'd better start thinking about that
Yeah
哎呀，我这个人吧，每次旅行我都是跟着感觉走。
I usually fly by the seat of my pants whenever I travel.
好，今儿个咱们来学一个跟着赶脚走啊， yeah. 跟着赶脚走，英文怎么说呀
？Fly by the seat of one's pants. Yeah, he flies by the seat of his pants. They fly by the seats of their pants. Yeah.
Fly by 是飞起来、啊。
Yeah.
Seat 是座位。
Right.
One's pants.
Right.
一个人的裤子。
Yeah, so don't plan anything until it happens. Go, you know, take things as they come. Yeah. So don't, just plan as you go, basically.
所以这个座位的裤子飞起来。
Yeah. Fly by the seat of your pants.
意思就是说呢 do something without planning、
yeah.
or foresight.
Yeah.
做啥事儿呢他不计划。
Yeah, you can do that when you're taking a course, you can do that when you're teaching a course, you can do that when you're driving, you know, so fly by the seat of your pants. Don't plan things. Don't really consider what will happen in the future.、Yeah.
什么都不做计划什么都顺其自然什么都是凭直觉做事、
right.
这也不行。
Fly by the seat of your pants.
所以这种短语就是形容一个人啊他也不经计划呀不经思考就是爱怎么地怎么地吧、
mm-hmm.
凭直觉做事。
Right.
Fly by the seat of one's pants.
Right.
当然 if you make a travel or make a trip, it worked.、
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
也可以。
Been lucky, yeah.
比如说你就想去一个 solo travel,、
right.
solo trip,、
yeah.
走哪儿是哪儿、
yeah.
这也行。但是如果你跟一家人在一起恐怕啊所以接下来马克老师就说、mm-hmm. 我每次旅行呢都是 fly by the seat of my pants whenever I travel.、
Mm-hmm.
但是和家人一起出去旅行这可不是一好主意。
But that probably isn't a good idea.When traveling with family members.
Isn't a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
When traveling with family members.
Right.
那就有很多 there's a lot to consider.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, and you kind of have to have those things in mind whenever
like what?
They ask you. Like famous places you have to visit, you know, the timing of things, how far away things are from each other. You know, it takes older people longer times to get around, so you don't want to miss something.
就是你家里要带着老人出去
right,
那你就得计划计划了、
yeah.
是吧孟孟酱同学说得好跟着心情走对就是 fly by...Seat of pants.
Right.
就这个短语。Yeah. 好接下来是第二句微信挑战了。静静说你想想老鼠的个性。他们为过冬储存大量的食物并且对周围的环境了然于胸。
Mm-hmm.
好这怎么来表达
对对对。
怎么来表达呢
好。
我们有怨怨员同学。
好 ,think about the personality of rats. They store many food for the winter and know everything about their surrounding environment. 在后边有 surrounding environment, 可以在 surrounding 后边加一个 S, 然后 environment 不需要。Their surroundings, 可以他们的位置很近的地方 right?然后那个 store many food, 要换 lots of, store lots of food, 其他都好。
好的
对
,lots of food,、
mm-hmm.
很多的食物。
Yeah,、
其实还挺不错的。
对
天平。
好 ,think about the nature of mouse. It stocks a lot of food for the winter and is quite familiar with surroundings. Surroundings 前边 ,surroundings 好用但是前边要加一个 its, 它的 surroundings. It is quite familiar with its surroundings. 然后 nature of mouse, mouse 前边加一个 The nature of a mouse.
哦这种天性也可以用 nature 来表示。
Yeah, 可以
啊真不错。
Yeah.
那它的环境我们可以用 surroundings.
It's surroundings.
加上复数 surroundings、
yeah.
来表示它的环境。
嗯、
好花花同学85分。
好 ,think about the personality of mouses. They store lots of food for winter and are familiar with the environment. Mouses 要换 mice, M-I-C-E.
复数。
对对对。They store lots of food for winter and are familiar with the environment, that's like global warming or pollution or something. So instead, their surroundings should be 比较合适在这儿。
对，中国人所说这个环境啊，指的是大环境，
right, right, right.
指的是那些类似于像环保啊那样的一种环境。
Yeah, the ozone layer.
这里它的环境，你得想想具体情况。老鼠的环境不就是老鼠周围的那些情况吗？
对对对对对。
它的 surroundings.
Their surroundings.、
这是一个新想法哟，可以用 surroundings 来表达环境。
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
王阳85分。
好 ,think of the character of mice. They hoard large amounts of food for winter and are aware of the surroundings very well. 这个 very well 要加中间 and are very aware of their surroundings. 听然后那个 they hoard large amount of, large amount of 千边加一个饿. They hoard a large amount of food for winter and are very aware of their surroundings.
这个用得好 ,be aware of.
Yeah.
就是特别的留意、
right.
特别的留心、
mm-hmm.
特别的警觉 be aware of their surroundings、
right.
这用得很好好、再说一个同学吧 10
okay.
晶晶
Think about the character of mice It stored I think much of food for winter And know the environment very well Environment 可以换 surroundings The environment 可以换 its surroundings 然后一个老师It knows its surroundings. It stores lots of food for winter. So think about the character of a mouse. It stores a lot of food for winter and knows its surroundings very well.
储存食物嘛
Good.
Store lots of food, 是不是
Yeah.
它的环境嘛 its surroundings.
Yeah.
Know its surroundings
yeah.
very well.
It knows its surroundings very well.
好那这句话其实也可以形容动物啊是不是形容人呢、啊、都可以。
Yeah.
我们来看看应该怎么说。啊、想想老鼠的个性、
mm-hmm. Think about a rat's personality
Personality, 个性、
mm.
它为过冬储存大量食物
It stores a lot of food for winter、
Stores, 储存、
mm-hmm. right.
A lot of food for winter It knows
its surroundings very well
行就是老师刚才纠正的那个句子说话马克说这些都是很好的需要谨记在心的
Those are good things to keep in mind
好 good things to keep in mind 把它们存放在自己的大脑当中叫 keep in mind
yeah keep something in mind
对我们可以理解为谨记在心啊。好啦那下次见面我再告诉你一些
I'll tell you more next time I see you
I'll tell you more next time I see you、
mm-hmm.
好这第一段啊，第一段对话
对
第二段呢我们来说一说鼠年出生的名人、
mm-hmm.
我们要学到很多名人的名字的读法
对、
Hey Mark Hi again MarkAre you ready to talk more about the year of the rat?
Yeah, I just looked up a list of names. Famous people born in rat years.
Oh, yeah. I know Jude Law, one of my favorite actors, was born in a rat year.
Yeah, so was Hugh Grant, as well as a couple of politicians. Can you guess which ones?
George Washington and John F. Kennedy.
You must have seen that list already.
I just looked at it a few minutes ago.Do you remember which business leaders were on there?
Yeah, Tim Cook and Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, typically, someone born in a rat year doesn't rise to be a leader.
How come?
Well, even though rats are well-organized and hardworking, they sometimes lack the courage to stand up to people.
So they tend to be better managers than leaders, right?
Yes, they have good relationship skills and stick to a small group of close friends.Some rats are tactful and diplomatic, while others speak a bit too frankly.
That rings a bell. I know a few people who are rats. That's a pretty fitting description.
Well, they get along with almost anyone. No wonder they are your friends.
Live and let live.
还有些不错的短语呢。Hey, 马克准备好了多多谈谈鼠年吗
Hey, Mark, are you ready to talk more about the year of the rat?
Are you ready to talk more about the year of the rat? Talk more, talk more. 马克说，是的。
Yeah.
我刚刚查找了一份名单。
I just looked up a list of names.
注意，这个地方有个短语啊，叫 looked up.、
Mm-hmm. Look up something.、Yeah.
Look up something 是什么意思
?Research, right? Check something. Yeah.
知道吧？光是 look, 那叫看。
Right.
如果你 look up,这个 up 加上去就不一样了
yeah, find information、yeah.
就是找信息的意思、
right.
找信息你比如说 look up a word in the dictionary
right yeah
就是在字典里找单词儿你不能说 look up a dictionary
right
no
yeah
你不能这么说大家注意啊在字典里找单词儿只能说 look up a word in the dictionary 对吧好 look up就是我去寻找我去查找了 a list of names、一份名单、这里是真是名单了全是名字鼠年出生的名人
famous people born in rat years
famous people born in red years. 那有趣的是吧？名人出生在鼠年。
对，
我们来问问大家了不了解这些名人啊
？Do you know who was born in the years of the rats？
晶晶说啊，对呀，我知道裘德洛呀。
Oh yeah, I know Jude Law.
他就是我最喜欢的演员之一啊。
One of my favorite actors.
One of my favorite actors.谁是 Jude Law? 来马克老师介绍一下。
Yeah, so he's in a bunch of movies. I'm trying to think of which ones were super famous. I mean, one of my favorites is The Talented Mr. Ripley. He's like the co-star of that.
大家可以去搜索一下。
Yeah, Jude Law. J-U-D-E-L-A-W. Jude Law. Yeah, Henschweiger.
I met him once.
Did you? Wow, lucky. That's cool.
这位同志啊，我在海德公园见过他一面。
Wow, that's cool.
对，有趣，挺有趣的，非常舒适的在那儿晒太阳。
Yeah.
在那儿晒太阳。Jude Law 啊 ,one of my favorite actors,、我最喜欢的演员之一，他就出生在鼠年。
Was born in a rat year.
对，这个出生啊就是 be born,、be born 在哪个 year, 哈 ,be born in a rat year,、他就是在鼠年出生的啊。
Right.
哎，对呀。休格兰特也是。
Yeah, so was Hugh Grant.
好，休格兰特也是一位英伦大帅哥。
Right.
来来来，那这 movie?
Notting Hill.
诺丁山大家一定看过。
Right, that's famous, yeah.
你们一定看过诺丁山。
You might not have seen American Dreams. That's a 2006 film. He's also pretty good in that.
美国那个
American Dreams is like a spoof on American Idol or The Voice. Other
美国梦。
Talented shows, yeah.
他演过很多什么四个婚礼一个葬礼啊
bunch,、yeah.
对吧休格兰特、yeah. 还挺也是一个英伦帅哥
yeah, yeah, yeah.
都是英国的您看看啊、都是 British actors、
right.
Hugh Grant 大家要有什么看过电影就发在这个发在
listing the names there that's cool、yeah.
对他们 listing 这个叫 A Soundtrack of Notting Hill
Wow cool
She
cool.
may be the da-da-da-da-da
Yeah.
Da, 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 da.
Classic romantic comedy, right?
对，就是这个 Notting Hill, 就他演的啊，也是属鼠的。还有啊，还有一些政治家。
As well as a couple politicians.
A couple, 一些啊，一些有这么几个吧。啊 ,politicians,这个 politics, politician,、
right.
就是政治家、政客、政治家。你能猜出是哪些吗
?Can you guess which ones?
Can you guess which ones?、这里 ones 加了复数。
Right.
就说哪些。
Right.
哪不止一个。好。乔治华盛顿。
George Washington.
美国总统的名字啊大家一定要啊一定要读好了啊。
$1 bill.
对。
Yeah.
啊还有约翰肯尼迪。
And John F. Kennedy.
好。来马老师怎么看待这两位
Okay, so if you get some money, that's American money, on the $1 bill is John F. Kennedy, George Washington, and on the dime, 10 cents, John F. Kennedy. Yeah.
怎么认出了？老师叫我们怎么认出两位总统？
Right. So George Washington was the first U.S. president, and John F. Kennedy, I don't know which number he was, I mean, we have more than 40, but, he was president during the 1960s. 1961 through 1963.
乔治华盛顿是美国的第一位总统。
Right.
那么 ,JF Kennedy 呢是非常著名的这个什么肯尼迪家族。
Right, right, right.
那他是1960年代的总统。那么乔治华盛顿的头像呢在一美元 $1 上面你能认出他。
Yeah.
那么 John F. Kennedy 呢在
On the 10 cent, the dime, as well as the 50 cent piece.
10美分的硬币上。
Yeah. Oh, and Washington is also on the quarter. Yeah.
好的，反正呢，这就是美国的历史啊，这是美国总统的名字，咱们要会写，要会拼，对吧？包括现任的一些总统，像那个 Barack Obama，
right，
怎么念？
Yeah.
还比如说现在的特朗普，他的名字怎么念呢？
Right，
是叫做 Donald Trump， 叫 Donald Trump，、
right.
对，这些名人的名字啊，大家一定要会读，会写。
对，
马克说，哎。你肯定已经看过那份名单了。
You must have seen that list already.
对 ,must have some do something, 就对过去做一个肯定的推测。
Right.
你肯定看过了。You must have seen that list already. 我几分钟之前刚看的。
I just looked at it a few minutes ago.
I just looked at it a few minutes ago. 就几分钟之前刚看的。诶你记得这名单上还有哪些商业的领袖吗
?Do you remember which business leaders were on there?
好 ,do you remember which business leaders?
business leaders.
商业的领袖啊 ,were on there.
Yeah, don't say bosses here. Business leaders is good phrase, good word.
那为什么不能说 bosses?
It's like in your office you have a boss, you know, but in the world of business, those are business leaders. Yeah.
哦明白了。相对于你来说的话你的老板
Right.
你的领导
对
叫做 boss。
对你的办公室里边可以说 boss, 但是你看那个business news or something about Ma Yuan or something like that, then it's business leader.
对像这些啊这个商业的人物啊、
right.
做得非常成功的马云马化腾
对、
刘强东、
right.
他这些什么乔布斯、
mm-hmm.
库克扎克伯格、
right. 对对对
这些叫做 business leaders.
Business leaders.、
Yeah. 他们就不能叫老板了、
right.
他们得叫商业的领袖、business leaders,、商界的领袖、
We're
on there.那有没有一些商界领袖呢？我很好奇他们的属相是什么。有啊，来著名的两个人物的名字，蒂姆库克和马克扎克伯格。
Yeah，Tim Cook and Mark Zuckerberg。
好，来来来 ，Tim Cook。Tim Cook， 也就是现在苹果手机的。
Yep，Apple CEO。Yep，
对吧？现在苹果的 CEO 了、
Tim
Cook。那马克扎克伯格呢是什么、
Mark Zuckerberg is the president of Facebook, CEO of Facebook, founder and CEO.
他是 Facebook,、
right. yeah.
啊 ,Facebook 的那个、
right.
的那个创始人、
right.
啊创始人那去年也不大好过啊、
叫
Mark
Zuckerberg. Yeah,
Zuckerberg.
It's a German name, so if you want to pronounce it like German, it's Zuckerberg, and then otherwise it's Zuckerberg.、Yeah.
叫 Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg.
对、yeah. 他也是娶了一位华裔的太太、
right,
是吧、
right.
哎呦也叫马克你看叫马克的人。
Yeah, good name, right?
叫马克的人多聪明啊叫 Mark Zuckerberg.、
Zuckerberg.、Yeah.
好一般来说啊鼠年出生的人其实不会成长为领导者。
Typically, someone born in a rat year doesn't rise to be a leader.
对 ,typically 等于 normally.、平常来说的话 ,someone born in a rat year,、大家注意听哦这就是对鼠的分析哈、,doesn't, 不会 rise to 的意思就是什么
?Yeah, to get promoted or to develop or something like that, rise to do something.
他就上升为他能升到那个领导的位置、
right.
,rise to be a leader.
Yeah.
哎，那这个怎么说呀
?How come?
这怎么会这样呢
对。
晶晶解释说尽管老鼠很有条理工作努力。
Well, even though rats are well organized and hardworking.
来有条理 ,well organized.、井井有条井井有条 ,hardworking, industrious.、
对对对对。
工作努力。但有时候啊他们是缺乏一种勇敢啊面对人群的勇气。
They sometimes lack the courage to stand up to people.
Lack the courage, 缺少勇气。这里一个短语叫 stand up to people.、
Yeah, stand up to someone means to confront someone or to be a little bit strong about what you want. Tell them directly to stand up to someone.
对就是勇敢的面对人群、
right.
要么就是提出自己的诉求、
right.
要么就是反抗什么自己的权益。
Yeah, this is what I want.
对 stand up to people.、
Right.
就是跟人们就是直面。直面人群
对
直面人的这种勇气他们有点缺乏、因为老鼠嘛毕竟还是有点胆小、
right.
哎，有点胆怯啊啊，大家可以看看去年扎克伯格、
tough year for that guy、right?
对、去年的时候好马克说那因此他们往往是好的管理者而不是领导者对吗
So they tend to be better managers than leaders, right?
哎 managers, 就管理就好了、
right.
Leader 可不一样了、
right.
Leader 是要做决策的是吧 Leaders、Better managers than leaders, right? 是的好第三句微信挑战他们有良好的人际关系技巧和亲近的朋友小团体保持密切的关系
嗯哼
第一位同学就是100分我们留到后边再说好不好
好好。Okay, so Ting, 85%, they get great communication skills, keeping close relationship with their friends group. Friends group 可以换 group of friends, with 可以换 within. So within their group of friends, relationship 要加一个 S, 因为有比较多的关系。Keep close relationships within their group of friends. 然后那个 they have great communication skills. 可以但是不是这么合适在这儿。And keep close relationships.
Keep keep close relationships with somebody.
Yeah, with people or within their group of friends.
所以说就是这意思就是说和谁保持密切的关系。
对对对。
星空95分。
好, they have good interpersonal skills and keep close relationships with small groups of close friends. Groups 不是一样,你可以说 with a small group.Of close friends.
这句话其实做得挺好的。
Mm-hmm.
Interpersonal skills.
Yeah, that's
也是人际。
对对对。
是吧人际的关系。
对。
好 ,a small group of close friends.
Yeah, that's good.
一个小团体的亲密的朋友。
Mm-hmm.
Kathy, 85.
对。They have good interpersonal skills, keep close touch with friends. Touch 不是这么合适。所以 keep close relationships with a few, 叫 friends 的前边 a few friends.
我们平时可以说 keep touch,但是不能说 keep close touch.
No, that's weird. Yeah.
是不是
Yeah.
那这就是它语言奇怪的地方。注意啊 ,keep close relationship with somebody.
Yeah, with a few friends.
Carrie, 85分。
They have a good command of interpersonal skills, maintain close ties with small groups of friends. 还有这个 groups of friends, 不知道为什么有很多的另外的团队可以换 a small group.Of friends with Yehuan within. So keep close ties within a small group of friends. 然后那个 maintain 前边加一个 and, 然后那个 command of interpersonal skills, 不需要 command of. 所以换完了是这个。They have good interpersonal skills and maintain close ties within a small group.Of friends.
他这个 maintain close ties.
Yeah, that's good.
用得很好。
Yeah.
保持亲密的关系。
对对对。
喂。
Oh,
90。
They're good at people skills and get along with close friends and groups. 这个应该 get along with groups is kind of weird. It's like you see a football team, you're like, hi everybody, I'm a rat baby. Let's talk. And then it goes really well. So that's kind of weird. So instead you can say, and get along with close friends in a small group.
所以说修改完毕以后就通顺多了。
Get along with groups is weird.
好，再看一个和均的吧，90分。
Okay. They are good at dealing with other people and keep good relationship with their small band friends. Band friends, maybe like musical.
musical
yeah,
bands.
Yeah, like a trombone section.
不是乐队的朋友啊。
Okay, so, 换完了是这个。They are good at dealing with other people and keep good relationships within their small group.Of friends.
Within. 哎、
yeah.
是在他们的团体内部。
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
好来看100分的 Allison Baby.
好 they have good interpersonal skills.
很好。
And maintain close relationships with a small group of close friends.
发现这些学的好的同学都是把那个细节处理的特别的清晰准确。
Yeah.
A small group of close friends.
Yeah, very good.
好可以借鉴啊。
Mm-hmm.
来看马克老师怎么说的。
Okay, they have good relationship skills.
第一，人际关系技巧良好。
对。
Have a good relationship skills.
Right.
技巧。
And stick to a small group of close friends.
Stick to 的意思是。
Yeah, keep together with.
对，就是保持什么在一起叫 stick to. 是 small group of close friends.
Yeah.
一小撮啊、mm-hmm. 一小撮的朋友的小团体。
Right, small friend circle.
密切的关系啊、mm-hmm. 就是他们有团伙的啊有团体的。Mm-hmm. 有些老鼠呢是机智老练。
Some rats are tactful and diplomatic.
两个新短语新词语一个叫 tactful.
Tactful, so knowing what to say and knowing what not to say or when to say something, that's tact. So if someone has tact, we say they are tactful.
Tactful, 就知道什么时候说什么样的话、
yeah.
啊、比较老练嘛
对
比较机智嘛、mm-hmm. 啊、Diplomatic
Diplomatic, good at dealing with different people Balancing different needs and expectations
外交家的你想想
yeah,
那就是各种各样的人他都能打交道、
right. Diplomatic、
啊、而另外一些呢说话的时候有点过于坦率
While others speak a bit too frankly、yeah.
Too frankly、yeah. 就不太好了
Right
Frankly 不错诚实的不错你太诚实了、有时候得罪人了叫 too frankly
yeah, Speak a bit too frankly
马克说这儿叮
That rings a bell
Rings a bell、这什么意思啊
Reminds、就是、you of something or sounds familiar
对他敲响了一个钟声、
right.
叫 rings a bell
That rings a bell
比喻意提醒某人了、那叮了我一声
对对对
That rings a bell、我认识一些属鼠的人这是一个
Sorry, I know a few people who are rats.
I know a few people who are rats. 这是一个非常贴切的描述。
That's a pretty fitting description.
好，同学们，我们来看看贴切的描述英文怎么说呀
？Fitting description.
Fitting, F-I-T-T-I-N-G,、fitting description.
Right.
非常贴切的描述。
Yeah.
他们几乎和任何人都相处得来。
Well, they get along with almost anyone.
Get along with the people, 与某人和谐相处。Get along with almost anyone,、
yeah.
和任何人都能相处。难怪他们是你的朋友。
No wonder they're your friends.
No wonder they're your friends.、难怪是你的朋友呢哈。马克最后 说了一句话特别有趣，他说、
哈哈 live and let live.
活也让别人活。哈、right. 什么叫 live and let live?
Let live. Yeah, be tolerant of others, live peacefully among people who are different from you.、live and let live.
就是待人宽容和平共存、就是自己活也让别人活。
Right.
就是 live, 你活let live, live 也让别人活。叫 live and let live.
Right.
这短语很漂亮哦、
yeah.
啊、是我们今天的压轴的短语
live and let live.
好了、我们今天呢就把老鼠说到这里、好，请马克老师把今天的整体对话给我们串联一遍，
好好，
从头到尾听一听。
对 Mark, are you all set for the spring festival? Ready as I'm going to be. My wife planned a trip for me with her family. I finished work the day before yesterday. You've got it easier than me. I still have a few more days at the office. Is it a madhouse?Not really. I was expecting people to come at me with a lot of odds and ends, but that really hasn't happened. I've even had time to get started on my reading goals for 2020. Yeah, I know you told me you plan to read a lot more this year. Hey, it's the year of the rat, isn't it? It will be, after the beginning of spring. That's what I meant. Jingjing, what can you tell me about the rat zodiac sign?Well, first of all, the rat year is a good year for careful planning. Things go well if they are planned well. Otherwise, they might go worse than usual. What does that have to do with rats? Well, rats are industrious and alert. So, if you pay attention to your plans and all the details, you'll probably be quite successful in what you do. I wasn't born in a rat year, though. Does that still affect me? It sure does. You mentioned a trip.That's a good thing to plan carefully, in addition to projects at work. I'd better start thinking about that. I usually fly by the seat of my pants whenever I travel, but that probably isn't a good idea when traveling with family members. Think about a rat's personality. It stores a lot of food for winter. It knows its surroundings very well. Those are good things to keep in mind. I'll tell you more next time I see you.
Dialogue 2.
Hi again, Mark. Are you ready to talk more about the Year of the Rat? Yeah, I just looked up a list of names. Famous people born in rat years. Oh yeah, I know Jude Law, one of my favorite actors, was born in a rat year. Yeah, so was Hugh Grant, as well as a couple politicians. Can you guess which ones? George Washington and John F. Kennedy? You must have seen that list already. I just looked at it a couple minutes ago.Do you remember which business leaders were on there? Yeah, Tim Cook and Mark Zuckerberg. Typically, someone born in a rat year doesn't rise to be a leader. How come? Well, even though rats are well-organized and hard-working, they sometimes lack the courage to stand up to people. So they tend to be better managers than leaders, right? Yes, they have good relationship skills and stick to a small group of close friends. Some rats are tactful and diplomatic, while others speak a bit too frankly. That rings a bell. I know a few people who are rats. That's a pretty fitting description. Well, they get along with almost anyone. No wonder they're your friends. Ha ha, live and let live.
It's always good to learn something about traditional Chinese culture.、The year of the rat is coming. 好 key points. 我们来看一下啊有哪些的 key points.、And let's go through with the new words first.
好好。
今天我们的新单词当中呢学到了 a madhouse.
A madhouse.
喧闹之地啊极为忙碌吵闹的场所。
Right. A busy and chaotic place.、Odds and ends.
零零碎碎的东西。
Fly by the seat of one's pants.
凭直觉做事儿，不经思考。
Stand up to someone.
勇敢地面对某人，对抗某人。
Ring a bell.
哎呦，使我想起来一件什么事儿啊，让我回忆起来。
对。Live and let live.
来，待人宽容，和平共处。
所
以说，在鼠年，我们应该做些什么呢？ The red year is a good year for
careful planning.
对，所以做事情呢，一定要精心的规划。Things go well if there are planned well. 如果计划得当，事情会顺利。
Right.
反之，则会比较糟糕。
Yeah.
好不好？所以啊 ，pay attention to your plans and all the details.、You will probably be successful in、
yeah.
what you do.
Right.
希望大家在鼠年里啊，都别不说别的了啊，咱们好好的精心计划自己的工作、生活、
yeah.
啊，重视所有的细节。希望大家在鼠年里都能够收获自己人生的成功。好，谢谢马克老师给我们带来这个精彩的对话。
Yeah,、
啊、
good luck, you guys.
中国传统文化篇，这就是我们的新春口语，也是地道美语第137。鼠年说鼠，在这里祝福大家鼠年大吉。
对，
好，感谢大家的收听，我们下次见，拜拜。